Going well, thanks, Andrew.
Before we talk about Sunday's meeting, a recent meeting at Wodonga, you actually had to move due to weather. That was unusual.
Yeah, it was a real shame. We've been blessed, really. We've had a great run with the weather, you know, pretty much for the last 12 or 18 months. It's been perfect. And then, unfortunately, our last meeting, we just got, a fair bit of heavy rain in the week leading up. And, yeah, unfortunately, we left it as late as we could. But, yeah, the track was just too wet, so it had to be transferred to Echuca in the end.
And you've got this Sunday as we speak. Just in terms of racing, bubbles, COVID, and we know things can change at the drop of a hat, but you don't need me to tell you about New South Wales. But essentially, you live in Albury, don't you? So you traverse back and forward to the race course. At the moment, it's a bubble, isn't it? Although we often hear warnings, people don't go into New South Wales. A hard border could happen any day of the week. I'm not sure what a hard border actually does encompass, but give us your indications at the moment as to how life is for you and your staff and people locally traversing back and forwards Albury Wodonga.
Yeah, it's not too bad at the moment. We, unfortunately, New South Wales, the whole of New South Wales has been designated as an orange zone, so it does mean things are a little bit tougher for us, but with the border bubble in place, it's not really an issue for us when we travel, back and forward from Albury to Wodonga. It's more for it's a bit of a hassle now. If any participants travel into New South Wales, into an orange zone, coming back into Victoria, they're fine to go to any Victorian race course within the bubble. But if they go outside the border bubble, they can't attend a Victorian race course until they've been back in Victoria for 6 days and provided a negative COVID test after that six days. So it does make things a little bit challenging, but we've had a lot of our trainers went to Wagga early this week for a race meeting, and they all understand the rules. So it's a bit of a hassle, but we're all working around it as we have for the last 12 or 18 months.
And as I said, things can change very quickly. Things can get even tougher, or vice versa. But you've experienced all sorts of different aspects of borders, haven't you? There were situations where you couldn't come across, or vice versa, and so on. And that was before bubbles. We had situations where trainers wouldn't bring horses across because it meant they couldn't get back, and so on. So there have been even variations that have been tougher than the current bubble.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I had to work from home for 2.5 months. And, I know Gary Armstrong up at Echuca was in the same sort of boat. So that was pretty tough last year. But since the border bubbles have been in place, it hasn't been too bad. We've sort of got around. We've managed to, get back and forward since then. It was tough when the borders were closed, because both Victorian and New South Wales governments have closed the borders at different times. So, there was one stage there where the border was closed and you had to get permits and all the rest of it. And, it was taking up to an hour and a half to get home some nights when it normally only takes me 15 or 20 minutes. So, it was a bit of a hassle. But, I think we've all just adapted to all these changing situations. And as you said, the rules can change at the drop of a hat. So we just try to be adaptable and we just get by.
So, for example, Echuca Moama, when I chat to, Gary and the team there about their race club, we've got the situation where people go to Echuca and Moama, both equal holiday destinations. You're about, 5-6 Ks away from Albury and the border itself. So does that make it slightly different? Do you have the situation where people are not sure if they just go over the water or not, or stay this side or so on? Is it a little bit different to say comparing it to a Echuca Moama, or am I being naive there?
No, it's very similar. We're in the same boat. We sort of, people go back and forth every day. There's a massive amount of the population that are in a situation like me where we live on one side and work on the other. So there is a lot of people that are going back and forth. I think the hardest thing has just been that, up until recently, the rules have been very different in each state. New South Wales have, the rules over there have been, a lot less restrictive than in Victoria. So, for example, when we've been wearing masks over here for quite a while, and pretty much until the last couple of weeks, we've never had to wear them in Albury. So, it's just made things a bit difficult for mainly the businesses in Wodonga, because people are shopping in Albury because they don't want to wear a mask. And yeah, the rules are very different, but at the moment, with New South Wales being in orange zone, things are very similar. The masks are in place over there as well. So, yeah, people just get used to it. We all know now that we've got to scan QR codes when we go to places, and we're all just adapting.
But second part of that question, you're in the bubble. So you, as you say, the people you're mentioning are those that are going back and forwards Albury-Wodonga. But if your cousins or friends from West Melbourne drive up to see you and then you all go across to Albury to a bakery and then you come back, you're still in that bubble. They want to come back to Melbourne. And second part of the question, the trainer that takes his staff across to Albury and then comes back, but then comes down to Melbourne to Caulfield, that's slightly different.
It is, yeah. So going back, so a Wodonga trainer who goes to the races at Albury or Corowa or Wagga, they can't just go straight down to Caulfield the next day. They've got to, wait 6 days and then get a test on that sixth day. And there are a lot tougher rules going that way. The rules for me being a New South Wales border resident are different as well. I can travel to Melbourne and come back without any problems. But if someone comes from Melbourne to Albury, it's a lot tougher. So, yeah, it's hard to get your head around at times. But, you just got to keep up to date with all these changing rules and follow the guidelines.
So are there satellite casual staff? Would it ever get to the point where participants or people would not cross over, but then once the horses were there, leave them with others, then bring them back so then they could not have to worry about that time period if they want to progress back to Melbourne and so on, or?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, that was happening earlier in the year when the rules were tougher with transporting horses across the river. So, yeah, who knows? We just got to, as I said, keep up to date with the changing rules and just do the best we can, I guess.
We're chatting to Wodonga Race Club manager Steve Wright. Racing on Sunday, but a chance to chat about Wodonga. So after this Sunday meeting, you've got a Saturday meeting to start the new season. That's 14th of August. Then you don't race until the spring. Is that right? And a couple of meetings away from, I guess, your Caulfield Cup Day meeting.
Yeah, that's right. So our Caulfield Cup Day meeting's one of our biggest, probably our second biggest meeting after our cup in November. So, yeah, that meeting in October is a really good day. We have, a bit of entertainment. We do a real focus on making that a family day, kids' rides and all that sort of thing. So that's a really important day for us. And then we've obviously got our big day, our cup at the end of November.
Terrific. All the best, Steve. It's a challenging time, but where you're living, obviously it's a bit of a focus with the border there and you're coming back and forth from New South Wales. Good luck with your meeting. Full coverage on RSN and we'll chat again soon. All the best.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Thank you.
Steve Wright, club manager, Wodonga Race Club, talking about their meeting coming up and also how things are travelling for the Wodonga Race Club.